We welcome you back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. And we're getting in such an interesting part of this history of Israel as they traveled through the wilderness. And now we're discussing their failure at Kadesh. In our last class, we read Numbers chapter 13, how that Moses sent the spies into the land, and they came back both with a good report of the great blessings in the land, but a frightening report of the walled cities and the great and mighty people that were in the land. And it made the children of Israel afraid. Caleb said, "Let us go up at once and possess it." But the children of Israel feared at Kadesh. They lost their faith, and hence their failure. And we'll continue with this Sunday school lesson and this part of this history in just a moment. You be getting your seats and getting your Bibles out, and I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're studying an old Sunday school lesson written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday Schools of February the 10th, 1924. And having just read Numbers chapter 13 in our last class session, we'll now begin class session 484. And so the class will come to order. And we're going to read what Elam had to say about these spies that were sent. These spies were sent at the request of the children of Israel, which, says Moses, pleased me well. We read in Deuteronomy 1, 22 and 23, "And ye came near unto me, every one of you, and said, Let us send men before us, that they may search the land for us, and bring us word again of the way by which we must go up, and the cities into which we shall come. And the thing pleased me well. And I took 12 men of you, one man for every tribe. God approved this, and commanded Moses to do it. Of every tribe of their fathers shall you send a man, every one a prince among them," he says in Numbers chapter 13, "and all of the men who are heads of the children of Israel." There were then 12 spies, none from the tribe of Levi, but one from the tribe of Ephraim, and one from the tribe of Manasseh, the two sons of Joseph. Their names were given, and we read them in the last class. They were to go by the south and into the hill country. These spies were to report on the conditions of the land, whether productive or not, and whether timbered or not, and on the cities, and how they were fortified, and on the people, and their strength. It was the time of the first ripe grapes, about the last of summer and the first of fall. The spies went and spied out the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob unto the entrance of Hamath. And they went up by the south and came into Hebron. The spies viewed the land from one extremity to the other and came into the valley of Eshcol, and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bare it on a staff between two. Perhaps the chief reason for carrying this cluster was to prevent crushing it. In Clark's commentary, we read of grapes as large as plums, and of a bunch at Damascus which weighed more than 40 pounds. Bunches were in other places have been found to weigh 20 pounds and even more. This valley was called Eshcol from the circumstance, because Eshcol means a cluster. Those who know say the fruit of this valley was very fine. The spies carried also figs and pomegranates. The spies were 40 days in doing their work, and they brought back a good report. Having done their work, the spies returned to Kadesh in the wilderness of Paran, where the children of Israel had remained while they were gone. They reported unto Moses and Aaron and unto all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land and said, "We came into the land whither thou sendest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit from it. And we shall learn more of this good land from Joshua and Caleb." But then we read of an evil report. The word "howbeit" in our text turned the attention of the people from the good report above to the evil report which follows. They presented four reasons why they could not take the country. One, the people are strong. Two, the cities are fenced and very great. Three, there are giants there. And four, these different nations occupy the countries in these different parts. We read of the Amalekites. Now, they were the descendants of Esau. In Genesis chapter 36, 9 through 12, we read, "These are the generations of Esau, the father of the Edomites, and Mount Seir. These are the names of Esau's sons: Eliphaz, the son of Ada, the wife of Esau; Reuel, the son of Basemath, the wife of Esau. And the sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gatam, and Kenaz. And Timnah was concubine to Eliphaz, Esau's son, and she bare Eliphaz Amalek. These are the sons of Adah, Esau's wife." These Amalekites were a roving people. The children of Israel had already overcome them, and God had already declared unceasing war with Amalek. In Exodus chapter 17, verses 8 through 16, we read, "Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, 'Choose out men and go fight with Amalek tomorrow. I will stand at the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand.' So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy. And they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the one on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomforted Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And Jehovah said unto Moses, 'Write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven.' And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. And he said, 'Jehovah hath sworn, Jehovah will have war with Amalek from generation to generation.'" All these nations that they feared at this time would later melt away before Joshua. We read in the book of Joshua chapter 2 and verse 9 how that Rahab the harlot talked about how the people had heard of the children of Israel and feared them. And she said to the men who were spying Jericho at that time and said, "I know that Jehovah hath given you the land, and that the fear of you has fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land melt away before you." Jericho was one of those walled cities. It fell down by faith. Even if the Israelites did not possess battering rams to tear it down, and Joshua also destroyed the Anakim. We read about that destruction of Jericho in Joshua chapter 6. We read, "Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None of them went out and none came in. And Jehovah said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thy hand Jericho, the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all the men of war, going about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow the trumpets. And it shall be when they make a long blast from the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat. And the people shall go up every man straight before him. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priest and said unto them, Take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of Jehovah. And they said unto the people, Pass on, and compass the city, and let the armed men pass on before the ark of Jehovah. Joshua 6 and verse 8. And it was so that when Joshua had spoken unto the people, the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horn before Jehovah passed on and blew the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of Jehovah followed them. And the armed men went before the priests that blew the trumpets, and rearward went after the ark and the priests blowing the trumpets as they went. And Joshua commanded the people, saying, Ye shall not shout, nor let your voice be heard, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day that I bid you shout, then shall ye shout. So he caused the ark of Jehovah to compass the city, going about it once. And they came into the camp, and lodged in the camp, Joshua 6:12. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took the ark of Jehovah, and the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of Jehovah went on continually, and blew the trumpets, and the armed men went before them, and the rearward came up after the ark of Jehovah, the priest blowing the trumpets as they went. And the 2nd day they compassed the city once and returned to the camp. So they did 6 days, Joshua 16:15. And it came to pass on the 7th day that they rose early at the dawning of the day, and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time, when the priest blew the trumpets, Joshua said to the people, Shout! For Jehovah hath given you the city, and the city shall be devoted, even it and all that is therein, to Jehovah. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that were sent. But as for you, only keep yourselves from the devoted thing, lest when ye have devoted, ye take the devoted thing, so would ye make the camp of Israel accursed and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are holy to Jehovah, and they shall come into the treasury of Jehovah. So the people shouted, and the priest blew the trumpets. And it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, that the people shouted with a great shout, and the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, both young and old, and ox and sheep and ass, with the edge of the sword. Joshua chapter 6 and verse 22. And Joshua said unto the 2 men that had spied out the house, Go into the harlot's house, and bring thence the woman and all that she hath, as ye swear unto her. And the young men, the spies, went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brethren and all that she had and all her kindred also, and brought them out and set them without the camp at Israel. And they burnt the city with fire and all that was therein. Only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and iron they brought into the treasury of the Lord. But Rahab the harlot and his father's household and all she had did Joshua save alive. We'll continue in our next class.